Wait, what happened?
Hello, girl, do your show.
Yeah.
You know, come on. No, I have to be done by 3, though.
Yeah, that's totally
fine. Okay, cute. I gotta go.
I know, I'm trying to go tan.
What? I can't. You're gonna start us off with this goofy mixed up shit. I gotta go tan. Fake
as fuck. Turn your mic on.
Oh, sorry. I pray because you know I gotta hold it the way I want it.
I
gotta.
I know. Me too. Let me do that too.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back to the B List.
Hey, y'all.
Y'all know what time it is.
It's me.
Jay's back in the house.
I'm here. Do I ever leave? I feel like I don't.
Like once a month, you're here.
it's a vibe.
I'm like your what's the
a bill that I don't want to pay?
No, like the it's like the unemployment office. They used to make them go in like once a month or something like that.
Oh, right.
Check in with their.
Oh, you're doing a home. You're like the CPS home visit.
Yes, like, exactly. Like yes, can't. Come in. We got to check in on you. We're gonna do some mandatory drug testing.
Ooh, girl,
what's up? What's up with you?
Nothing much. It's too hot here. Ooh, girl.
I heard it's 97 degrees.
We're trying to. It's like I'm feeling like it's a New York summer, and I'm like, this is a lot. Like it's not stinky. Normally this. It's but at least it's not stinky. See, we y'all. That's y'all.
Because we like pissy. It's most pissy.
Right, the streets be pissy. Like yeah, that's especially,
you know, Christie Street. What is it? The corner of Christie and Allen.
Piss.
Stank. Stanky booty. Rat pit. I can't. Y'all, if you've ever been to New York, if you've never been to New York, don't ever go around.
Just Christie don't go.
And Broome. It's Christie and Broome. That's the one. Mm-hmm. Stinkiest block in all of
it's yuck over there. Ugh.
Ooh, and there's some places off Eastern Parkway too that stink to high.
But like also like Murray Hill stinks to me as well.
Oh yeah.
Well, like, it's like it just smells like
the attitude stinks.
It's stale PBR and like unwashed legs. Like I hate it.
I can't wait for you to move back here and see what the West Village has turned into.
Is it Murray Hill? Everybody's like, Murray Hill.
It's the new Murray Hill. I said it the other day. It absolutely is. It always was, but now they're just like
they took over. That's so unfortunate.
He said they took over.
So I have to live in Brooklyn.
Yeah, that's the only place. Only place is Brooklyn.
I'm circling back and I gotta like live in Brooklyn because like y'all
Brooklyn
let
fucking
the...
it.
Don't
fucking
I mean from what I'm saying, it hits. I'm not gonna be in Williamsburg though, but like it hits.
All the fun things to do are in Brooklyn. The parties are in Brooklyn. The best restaurants. The vibes are different. The vibes are immaculate.
The plugs.
Men are hotter. Exactly. Everything about it, top to bottom. Got a homeless problem like a motherfucker, but it's all right.
Okay, well I'm used
to it. It's all right, but that's New York.
That's fine. So, it's like, yeah. Like when is that not a problem?
Yeah. Let's get right into it. Yesterday, Ketanji Brown Jackson.
My God.
Was elevated as the first Black female to be sitting on the Supreme Court of the United States.
When I tell you I needed a piece of good news.
Yeah.
You
know who needed it more than us though? Biden. Woo, he needed some good news. His approval ratings are lower than Trump this time.
Woo, he needed some for the Blacks because we know. Like, are you actually doing anything?
Yeah. Like, we're like knocking on his front door. Like, come on.
Because Kamala's thrown us to the wolves. She's like, I'm good. But like,
she was never, but you know what? That's still our fucking girl. Like
she trotted out with them AKAs and was like, you bitches can go now. Like, I'm good. Like, she's over us.
Over it. Yeah, absolutely. She's over the job. She just wants to make memes.
Where you can tell, like, when she was doing the like announcement and taking the tally, she was just like, confirmation pass. Like, she's so over y'all. Like,
yeah. She's like, smash, pass. smash, pass. She forgot what game she was playing.
No, that was really just. I've been watching the thing over and over just because I just like wanted to see her get the just watching her thing. With Biden. That was that was amazing.
Yeah,
I love her. I'm so. And then I watched the Republicans rush out the room because
Ted Cruz
goofy.
Yeah. Did you know that Rand Paul and who's the other one? It was Rand Paul, and there's so many racists within the
academy. And they all, you know, look the same.
The same. Oh, but Rand Paul was one of them. He purposely didn't wear a tie so that he wouldn't be allowed into the chamber so he could vote behind the closed doors.
Like, so we don't care. You care. Could, like, we know.
Like, we don't we need you. You, like, support. Like, she's going to get the nomination. She's going to get elected anyway. So you're doing all this extra shit. Y'all,
right,
so,
y'all do,
you know what y'all are? Queens. Y'all are being really queenie. Okay, because you said, like, we're the drama feet. Queens. Queens. I mean, Queens.
Queens.
It's Tracy, censor that out.
It's Queen. It, I mean, it felt real sweet to me. Like, y'all was moving, yeah. It, y'all yeah. was moving real swishy.
Like, but y'all so really... worried about us. Don't say gay, don't say gay. But y'all the ones acting like fucking queens in this courtroom.
Right. You running out chamber. The room. Like, it's so, just but, weird. I mean, yeah, the, so, you if you would have told me that Mitt Romney would be the only one in there clapping, I would have been like, no. But, like, yeah, obviously yeah. he was because he voted for her. And I was like, y'all mad.
I hate how much we are on his, like, he's on our side in the past couple of years. Like, he
because he's embarrassed.
Time. Yeah, like, you should be.
Y'all made the Mormon embarrassed. Like, this is crazy. Mitt Romney is literally like, I want no parts. I mean,
and Lisa, y'all know we got to keep him on our side too, because he's the only one vote that we can ever fucking count on.
Right, because
what do y'all give this man an honorary blowjob?
They're so fake. So we can't count on them.
I know. Someone give this man an honorary blowjob. Just
okay.
Complimentary,
no.
Please,
you're pushing it. Okay. That's like Lindsey Jesus. Jesus checked into the chat. He said no. Yeah, like, no. This is too okay. much.
Well, that's some Black excellence news.
That was exciting. I mean, I'm still hype about it. Like, I like woke up today and was hype.
I'm not talking about the other topic. I'm not talking about it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
What everybody else been talking about for 2 fucking weeks now.
You're not talking about Will Smith, are you? Because I refuse to talk about it. Like, there's nothing to talk about. So, like, why would we even bring it up?
Well, he just got banned for 10 years.
Nobody cares. I know. Yeah, exactly. Like, who cares? Oh, my God. They're going to lift it next year. He'll be back.
You're like, going to lift him. I the way I don't care what happens to anybody that's involved at this point, I haven't cared about Chris Rock since I was...
This is just stupid. I'm hanging out with my homegirl who works for the academy later tonight. Yeah. I'm gonna ask her how real this is, because she gonna be like, he gonna be back next year. Like, they're lying to y'all. Like, this isn't real.
Well, it doesn't matter to me. I don't watch the Oscars anyway.
Who
I don't
cares?
See movies. I don't see movies.
Who cares? Like, nobody wants to see a movie. I only see Marvel movies because I'm 12. Like, I don't care about anything else.
Yeah, and I'm not seeing new shit at the theaters because all the new movies are fucking garbage. They don't make them like we used to hit. You know what I'm saying? So like, I don't.
Like, I'm not going, nobody gets me into a theater besides Kevin Feige. I don't care about y'all. Like, nothing else matters. Like, who cares? Stop doing these awards. Like, nobody cares.
Like, what are y'all doing this for?
Like, who's going to see this? Like, honestly, I'm happy about
all the people who won. Content, whatever, what?
Who saw Coda? Like, really?
What, really? Like,
I mean, I'm sorry, I'm not trying to be
hateful, but like, I saw Eyes of Tammy Faye. That hit.
The trailer, I saw the trailer, so I feel like I saw the movie. Don't care. Okay. Like, it's just like, it's like, whatever. Like, there was just nothing for me to like sink my teeth into.
Okay, but on that same note, I have the same review about the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills trailer that dropped yesterday.
I mean, nothing really happened.
It didn't, yeah, nothing hit. Like, it didn't stick. Your bitches are rich. We get it. What else?
Like, it's nothing else really happened in it. Like, Lisa Rinna took up too much of it, so it threw me off. I was like, why is she still here? Like, I don't care.
And why are there so many people?
Like, it's 10. Right. It's like, why do they have so many women?
Yeah, of like 10 people in this fucking room. Like, you know what? I will never go on a vacation with 10 people. Hell, better than me.
I'm barely going on a vacation with 5 people. Like, I
there's no way.
No. Oof. 10 bitches, and then like Erica's,
and you know, with our friend
camera.
Groups too, oh, and with no. our friend groups too, with 5 people, those by the end it'll be 3. 2 people, I mean, will drop out. One person.
If there was 10 people in between our collective friend group, the way that trip would be mess from start to finish.
Some people aren't coming home.
Some people are leaving hating, like, bitches are swinging on the trip. Like, there's gonna be too much going on.
That happens every Miami. Every fucking trip that you see a friend group go to Miami for spring break, someone comes back like early.
don't let us go somewhere where the energy is hyphy in the air. Like, if we went to Miami, we would be fighting the whole trip. Yeah. Like, it would just be like you swinging in the club.
But then we're teaming up and fighting bitches, and like, it's a lot, you
right?
Know?
It's like, a lot. We're beating each other up and other bitches. Like,
yeah, we're fighting at the pizzeria on South Beach. Like, it's crazy.
It would be the same in Vegas. Like, it would be the same mess. Like, I like, ooh, maybe this is an idea.
Maybe you should go to Miami.
Yeah. I'm scared. I'm not going there. We'll go to Atlanta. That's as far as I'll go.
You literally said on the last episode, you're not going to Miami.
Well, I've thought about it and I want
to
go.
We have to have a car for Atlanta.
That's fine. We'll just get a car. Okay. I mean, all they do is stunt and boost and scam. Like, nobody owns a car there. Like,
that's true. We're getting a credit card just for Atlanta.
Right. I mean, all the boosters down there being like, you want to rent a car and it's in their front yard. Like, it's like nobody's running legitimate businesses. We could literally get like the jazziest car, like, for no money. I'll drive a D-Boy's car. I don't care.
Wait, so Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, though, the main thing, well, I was telling you, the tea is that Kathy Hilton was allegedly calling some person, like, I guess it was like their crew member or somebody that they filmed with. Like, when the cameras were off, she called him a homophobic slur.
A queen. Right.
Not a queen, but you know what we say.
Right.
Queen.
She called what we call what we
a
say.
Queen. Yeah. Queen.
She called him
she
that.
Don't do it like it's, you know, totally believable. She's such
but
a
also
fat,
like, but totally also, believable. I don't care. I still like her. She can call me that too. I love Kathy. Because I know where
you're better than me. Kathy couldn't call me. No. She couldn't call me out of my government name. How about that?
No, because
Fuck her daughter.
No.
Fuck her ugly son.
No, stop. Because I love Paris. I'm going to need you to chill because I love Paris.
No,
because
she said the N-word on video too. So she can also get fucked.
How many? How many? You know what? I'm not even going to do this because
she's using the N-word. Like, I can't.
Kathy's fine. I love Kathy. You can't, like, how am I cut Kathy off when I go for Amy Coney Barrett? Like, it don't make sense.
That would not make any sense, but you don't make much sense.
I mean, I don't. Really don't. Fake as fuck. Just, that's all I got. Dumb and pretty, that's all I got.
Erica Jane is zooted the entire fucking season, it looks like.
Is it going to send her to jail that she's like, I feel like she's doing stuff that they're going to get her. Like, it's like, girl, you're on camera fully zooted with pay. So you're paying for stuff. You getting your zoot with like the victim's money. Like, what are you doing on camera? Like,
I'm so hyped to watch that go down. And then Garcelle's going to, ooh, not that much Sutton.
There wasn't a lot of her. And I'm
that's
like,
what I called her the other one. I said, Garcelle and the other one.
Wow, you're playing Sutton like that? We like her.
I mean, I like her. Yeah, we do.
Why are you calling her the other one? Wait, I didn't know that Kyle and Kathy were fighting.
Neither did I.
See, I'm bored. I'm just bored. Yeah, they really need to just like do a large recap.
More hype for that than Atlanta, though. That's for fucking sure.
Atlanta looked like it like was trying, but like I don't care.
Yeah.
Like I mean the girls look good. I'll give them that. Like everybody looks good. Sheree looks amazing. Marlo go eat the girls up with her, like, I don't know what her storyline's gonna be, but
she don't either.
I'm excited she's gonna be there. But I also probably won't even watch it, so it doesn't matter.
You know what people didn't watch?
What?
The Real got canceled today.
Okay.
You know that show, The Real?
Yeah, I mean, I knew it, but like, who watches that?
I don't know, but I know that it was on the air.
I mean, it was like, I mean, I guess it's like for like, it's like for aunties that are at home. Like, I don't know.
I don't even know like who's at home to watch that. I mean,
like, what's the
difference? Garcelle was often on it though.
She was with her dry wigs. Yep.
So much time in and out of a makeup chair, but the wigs never hit. Don't make
neither
any
do the
sense.
Fashions. The fashions don't dry.
She need to get like an advance or something from NBC Universal because the wigs, we need to have them in order for and before the season hits. You know?
Okay.
In advance before the season hits so we can get these things figured out before the season hits.
It makes no sense that she's in LA and can't get a good an install, but you know what? It's not my business.
Yes,
like, business. I'm just like, I can't.
Let me get out of the woman's head.
I like her, and I don't want to like
be
trying to like police her scout, but I really want her to figure it out.
People are back to posting COVID test results online.
Why?
It's weird. It's fucking weird. We're like 3 years.
Weird
is it 3 years?
Time. Yeah.
Three years into it now. And y'all are like, the next wave of COVID is happening and people are I'm like, y'all aren't celebrities, right? So I don't need to know.
I don't need to know about them either.
Exactly. Unless, well, Nancy Pelosi might be nice because I need to know because she has it.
She has it?
Nancy Pelosi just got it.
Okay. Thoughts and prayers. Like, I just, like, what? Like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
Like, okay. Like,
people are posting him. I'm like, if you guys don't just take these results and do what you need to do with them and stop showing us, we don't give a fuck.
Or if you don't just power through it and like go home, like, it's just like, it's like at this point, I'm not.
If you don't just drink some fluids, like,
it's like you saying you got COVID. I'm like, girl, okay. Like, I just don't know what you want me to say. Like, I've had it, almost died. I'm not interested in talking about it. Like,
not you almost died.
Like, I was like in my deathbed, and y'all want to talk about it and like throw your results around. Like, I'm not interested. Like, it's no weirdo behavior.
It really is. Couldn't give a fuck about the Grammys that happened this week.
Oh, right. That, see,
but I'm whatever. I'm old, so I don't know. Y'all could talk to me. I don't know half the shit. I just knew who Doja is and SZA. And
I mean, I honestly was just waiting. Jasmine won, so I was good. Like, otherwise, I didn't care. I was like, I don't care. Like, I don't know who else is here. Like, I just like
Bruno Mars is winning everything. Like, what is he?
Gross.
Silk Sonic. Is that Bruno Mars?
Yeah, him and Anderson .Paak.
Who's that?
He's a producer, but he's also like an artist, I guess. I mean, he's good. Anderson .Paak is dope. I like him, but like, I also just don't care. Yeah. Like, it's like nobody looked good.
Nobody,
like, it was just like
Willa Ford wasn't there, so I don't give a fuck. Jessica Simpson wasn't there. I don't give a fuck.
Fifi Dobson wasn't there. I don't care.
Ashley Simpson wasn't in the front row. Couldn't give a fuck. Like, y'all don't have the girls there. When you have the girls, call me and I'll be there. But until then, stop wasting my fucking time with this stuff.
When y'all get vitamin C, let me know.
Yeah,
otherwise, I don't want, or Blue Cantrell. Like, otherwise, I don't care. Like, I don't want to be there.
Yeah, like, where's Kaya? Like, to slay the rap category, please. Like,
best
please.
Rap performance. Yeah. Kaya at whatever that live thing was. Yes.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, my God, I love that video.
I love her. Oh, so fucking good.
Kaya it. But I do live for the fact that, like, the Grammys are like deliberately antagonizing Nicki because they just keep giving awards to every bitch but
I'm kind
her.
Of obsessed with it. I'm kind of
I am too. Like, I love it.
Yeah. We grew up with some really good music in the Grammys though. Like, when we were growing up and the Grammys, it would hit.
Oh, the Grammys like, hit.
Like, it was it. Like, that was the, now it's like, I don't even, Olivia Rodrigo? Is that like album of the, like, what?
Who is that?
I don't understand.
Like, the way this girl came out of nowhere, it weirds me out. Like, she's an industry plant. Like, I don't understand her. Like,
her and Addison Rae.
I mean, yeah. And then, like, homeboy who won album of the year, like,
who is that, he?
I tried to listen to his music. Mm-mm. It's like cornball.
Can't,
like, it's like take like all of the corniness of John Legend's discography and just like make it even more corny. Like, it's like the same energy. Yeah. Like, I'm just like, I don't want to listen to this. And I'm also trying to figure out where this man came from. But also the Grammys are actively just like
trash.
Like, how did you give a white group the reggae Grammy?
Goodbye.
Never when Spice was right there. Spice was in the category.
BMAs used to fucking hit when we were growing up, okay? Talk about the 1999 VMAs, 2000 VMAs.
VMAs,
y'all kids don't know
that,
none about that.
They
were really that fucking girl. People were fighting.
Y'all don't know none about vintage TRL. Y'all are fucking whack. Y'all don't remember none of this because that was my shit.
Yeah, you had Fergie doing cartwheels, one-handed cartwheels and shit. Oh, no, that was Good Morning America. Never mind. But still, so
that was like a morning show outdoors.
Yeah. But still, same era and same vibe.
Like, so. it was giving, like, test stage. Like, she wasn't even, like, it was a lot. That performance gives me anxiety every time I see it.
Love it.
I'm just like, Fergie.
Fergie's glamorous hits.
I mean, it's in your boo's song. He used the sample. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Shout out Jack Harlow.
No, you goofy. Stop. I was instructed in my DMs to eat you up because of your obsession with
this. I know. Man. They were saying it in mine, too.
Yeah, because you're a clown. Like, you literally keep going up for this man who looks like every white boy we went to high school with.
Hong Kong.
Like, he's so goofy.
I know.
I love him. Okay, girl.
Oof. Hey, big head.
Okay.
Song hits. Sorry.
Song is dry, but whatever. What's her name? Song came out last night.
Who?
Chloe.
Oh, yeah. I think I saw the video for like a second. Is it hit like that?
I don't know if I want to say anything.
People
are fighting on Twitter about it and like I didn't know.
And then you're going to seem like a full-on hater because then you're just like.
Because they're like, ooh, you hating on her and then, like she expressing herself and like you trying to police her sexual. I'm like, I'm not. I'm just tired. Don't know why. You know what? Let me stop. Because like,
you know what? I'm going to be on my grandmother's stuff. It ain't for me. It's too rich for my blood. How about that? It's not my taste, but I'm glad
you're here. It ain't me. Like, whatever y'all got going on.
I don't know nothing about that. Because that's not, I don't know nothing about that lifestyle. Because that ain't me.
Like, that's exactly how I feel about her entire career.
But hey, keep going. You know, keep going, I guess.
Good whatever, for you, sis.
I wonder who's going to have the song of the summer.
I know I have, because I feel like I haven't
too early to call it.
But yeah, like, nobody's put it out yet. Like, City I Girls. Mean,
it'll probably be City Girls.
I want City Girls to have it too.
Did they have it that one year? Was ACT UP? Was that the song of the summer?
Ooh,
that was
the way spring. The way that like
that song hit.
The whites took that song from us though. Yeah. I was like, this is too much. like they took that song and like yelling.
6 months later.
And I'm like, do y'all know what y'all are yelling? Like, do you get what that song is about? Because y'all are the same people mad that Will smacked Chris. That's what that song's about. It's like y'all yelling, ACT UP, get snatched up, but you never ready.
Yeah. Wow. Twerculator should have been the song of last summer, but she released it just at the wrong time.
I hated that song.
I thought you liked it.
No, I did not. I'm so over people doing samples. Can you find a new beat? Like, there's so many producers. Like, y'all are lazy.
Can you come up with something new? So wait, what does Miss Juicy Baby say? She's like, can you come up with something else? Can you come up with something else?
Oh, Miss Juicy.
We love. She better come out with a song this summer. Fuck, she could use a sample all she wants. And I don't give a fuck.
Why can't they put her on Real Housewives of Atlanta? Like, that would hit.
The way that would fucking hit.
Hit. Because nobody could get her. Yeah, nobody could check her.
You can't nobody's check her, because if you do, you're going to be fucking fighting.
If you do, you're ableist. Like, you can't say nothing to her. Like,
and that's the way, honestly, it should be, because she's the queen of Atlanta. It's not really NeNe. Like, let's be real. It ain't been NeNe in over a decade.
It's Miss Juicy, for sure.
Oh, absolutely. She's running the girls in ATL.
She's an icon, and, like,
Let me stop.
Her with the housewives treatment, like with like that budget,
Over. With that hair and
it's over.
They would have her in a high chair during the testimonials when she's doing her interviews. That's my girl. Bitch, I love
fuck
her.
You. Not a high chair. She's fuck not you. A baby.
Her telephone books. I don't know. Whatever the fuck.
So we country as fuck now. Sit on some telephone books. I can't.
You know wow. Your parents used to sit you on your telephone
I'm like
books.
Having a flashback. I care. And it comes with trauma, so I don't want to go there.
Not at a Luby's restaurant on sitting on some phone books.
Sitting on telephone books, cutting up the back of your legs. That stresses me out.
That's why I can't have kids, because I'm too ghetto. I would just be doing crazy shit like that in public. You'd be, the baby would be riding on my lap down the car, down the road.
Oh, yeah. Car.
Yep. SZA was on crutches at the Grammys.
Ugh, she's so
such a liar. She's such a liar.
She is fake.
Did you see the montage video of all the time she lied? And people
that girl, I was literally just describing this video to somebody else. That girl, because that girl know her.
Yeah, she was like, she said, I saw her at a party.
She's like, I been knew her. This bitch lied unprovoked because she weird. And I was like...
I'm obsessed. I love SZA too, because I love that she's just like as messy and a liar and so. And, yeah.
But the way the girl had the receipts queued up, like every lie. She's like,
what kind of TV should I get? I never owned a television before. And then she posts a photo of SZA.
She's like laid out on her bed with a TV mounted.
She's like, y'all like birthday cake? I hate birthday cake.
I ain't never had birthday cake.
And then they zoom in on her.
She's eating a cake by herself.
And then they zoom in and it says, happy birthday, SZA. Like, please.
Girl, why are you lying like this?
It's so weird.
And then when she was like, I love the girl was like, look at her on the crutches. But she just walked up the stairs holding the crutches.
Yeah. I love it.
I guess. It's weird.
I love SZA.
Oh, I live for SZA. We need the album, sis.
We do. We do.
Like, y'all are taking too long.
I saw her sing live once.
When was that?
Sound like a cat in a blender. I'm not even fucking lying to you.
Wow. Her voice
sounded mangled up. I was so bad.
Wow, you're eating up SZA's vocals?
It was that one year, though. I think she strained her vocal cords or something like that. She had something. Okay. And so she was still touring. But listen, I was happy to be there. Whatever. It was at Panorama. Panorama? Okay, is that what it's called? New York thing. We saw Janet that day too.
Oh, okay.
That hit. That was the performance of a lifetime.
Of course. I mean, it's Janet.
Yeah. We had to talk about Black China. Stop. Getting caught. That was still the best moment of my entire month, I think. If you guys don't remember, Black China was online talking about, I had to sell three of my cars because I'm a single mom raising three kids and I don't get no help from my baby daddies, no child support. And then she tweeted that. And then 5 minutes later, Tyga, the worst baby daddy ever, pulls up and he's like, what you talking about? I have my kids 6 days a week. I pay $40,000 a year for their school. What do you need money for? You have them once a week. And then Rob jumped in too, tag teamed. He was like, I got my kids 6 days a week and I pay this much. And they were tag teaming her. She did it to herself.
I mean,
she's something else.
I mean, I just feel like hopefully now people are over. I just need us to move on from the Black China era.
Yeah. But you know what? I hate seeing men win, but that was really funny.
I mean, I do too, so.
I hate seeing men win, but damn.
Like, they shouldn't enjoy themselves at all, and especially in my, not in my presence. They'll get too comfortable. Never in front of me.
But it's for Friday now, so she'll have her kids on Sunday. So.
Wow, not you knowing the custody arrangement.
That was in the thing. It said on Sunday she has them.
The way I would never be clocking for her like this.
Shut up. When I have a kid, I'm going to make sure I'm one day parent too.
So you're planning to be a deadbeat. Like, just don't have a child, because I'm going to call CPS on you all the time. It doesn't matter where I am in the world. I'm going to just be calling anonymous tips.
And I'm going to know it's you.
They're going to catch you slipping because you're going to be such a horrible parent.
Oh my God, I am not going to be a horrible parent. I will beat your ass. Stop playing with me. I will catch a fly right now. Do not play with me about my kids. That's in my bio on my Instagram. Do not play about my kids.
All about my kids that kids. You don't have. Yeah. Don't play with me about my kids. Okay, girl.
Remember when clubs used to have pools?
Inside
of them?
Stop talking about LeBron. I can't. It gives me anxiety the way it would stink the second you got off the elevator. I
STD
can't.
STD clinic. I can't.
And people would be in there hunching and rubbing. Ooh. It's a lot. It's
Do you know how many people? I posted about it last night. Mm-hmm. And you know how many people wrote me and said they hunched in that pool?
Wait. Did you do people, like a survey? Why did people do that?
because they saw I posted about it and they just automatically decided to write me and be like, hey, like
I fucked in that pool.
I fucked in that pool. Some people said they had some sex with multiple people on one night in that pool. I was like, yo, what?
Y'all are literal scumbags. And don't...
It's very low lifey for sure.
It is giving like vagabond under the bridge. Y'all need help. Like, why would
because it's like that lukewarm, tepid pool of filth,
and it's
inside
murky.
A club, and it's murky
because it's filled with fluids.
Oh,
yuck! God.
Like, and in New York City, like these people took the MTA here, took off their fucking shoes, and now y'all all get them in it.
Oh. I mean, so I used to like, I used to throw my drinks in there, so like, I already know. So I'm because like it was just like there, like if I didn't want to, if I couldn't get to the bar, I would just like throw it in there.
Do you know
like,
how much it I've done that in Fire Island? You know how much that does hit to throw a drink in someone's face in the pool? Fun. Because the they can't get mad because they can't get mad. I know it's top tier because it's like, what you mad for? Just go underwater.
But you gotta splash it hard, like where it's like a punch.
And you gotta, yeah, you gotta get a Kool-Aid, like a red Kool-Aid, to splash them in the face. They come
but
up
like
all.
A glass of red wine, just like toss it. Like it's that hits, bitch.
It really does hit. I can't wait for summer.
What I'm gonna do that this summer? I'm going to a pool party. I'm gonna start a fight just to do this.
Come to Fire Island,
bitch. I will fight the whole time. There's no way, because too many of our enemies will be there. Like I don't know if this will work.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I keep tabs and see where the bitches are. Whew. Y'all are, there are some weirdos. Like, I can't.
Speaking of, I'm going to put out there, you know, what I told you, but you don't give it away.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll give everybody a little bit of inside. I was recently interviewed for a reality show.
Oh, yes.
That everybody that listens to this podcast definitely knows about.
Oh God! Here we go.
They reached out to me, and then we had an interview. The interview lasted about 30 minutes. I'm not gonna say which one it is, cause yeah,
he being fake, y'all, like he not gonna do it.
I'm not gonna do it. I would never.
You should do it. It'll hit.
Only if you came on.
Bitch, I'm not. I mean, I'll pop in for like one weekend.
Don't say anything else.
I'm not gonna say anything else, but
I'll let y'all guess.
Y'all can guess, really, but if he does it, I'll show up.
Yeah.
So they're gonna now they're about to press you. They're about to be. They're gonna.
And then they're gonna have so many brown people in there. Oh my God.
They're gonna be like, it's the who. They're gonna be. They're gonna be like, oh, we can't police this. They're gonna have to hire like new.
I know. They're gonna have like bodyguards in the house at all times.
They're gonna get the BGC producers. They're gonna be like, we need to bring them over because like we don't know how to deal with this. So
they're gonna have them stay in a hotel in town, but they're not gonna get here fast enough. Which we'll just fight when y'all leave. Like I don't understand.
Right. Like y'all can't. We go fight y'all too. So like, what is it? Like, what you doing?
Wow, I really want to throw some drinks on people's faces in the pool.
I'm going out tonight. I'm throwing something.
Where are you going tonight?
To a new hot spot.
Woo, where?
There is this spot. So like everybody's migrating.
I'm so excited.
I guess everybody's migrating.
I'm getting turned up too. I'm going out tonight
apparently
too.
Everybody, like the white folks have taken over a new black neighborhood. So like it, but there's like still like brown black people that live there. So I'm going there. One of my homegirls just bought a house over there. Okay. So I'm going down a little bit.
She's the one who works for the Oscars?
No, this is all, she's in this friend group. This person also works in entertainment and it's super important. But the homegirl that works for the Oscars will be there. So I'm gonna get the tea. Because
do that.
So yeah, we're going to a little outdoor, like it's like a DJ, it's like a little outdoor situation. They was playing dance hall the other weekend. Like it's okay. it's like a vibe.
Okay.
But it's like black people. So it's cute.
Yeah, different.
So I'm like, oh, okay, like men that I actually would want to date.
Yeah. I'm going out tonight too.
Where are you going?
So you remember the Eagle?
Oh my God, why are you going there?
No. They expanded to the place next door. No, I'm telling you, Jay.
I'm not, girl, really?
No, it, It's like a club. It's like two different things now. It's like a bar, but then you have a club kind of thing. Everyone was there. Like, you would know so
Stinky
many people.
Stinky leather daddies is what you're doing.
No, it's not. It's like, I can't explain it to you. I'll just take a video.
But like people that I like were there, you're saying.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Hits.
Okay. I mean, we'll go when I come. So we'll see.
We'll see.
Oof.
Let's get over to the B side. I want to talk about some shows.
Okay, let's do it.
I don't even want to tell the people your Instagram because you ain't going.
No, I was just talking to the person who told me to check you about Jack Harlow. Like, I'm actually being nice to people.
Okay, well, he's at Mr. Lawhorn. That's MR.
It's MR dot LAWHORNE. You can hit me up if you want me to eat, be up. Tell me what you want me to eat him up about. So you can drop in my DMs.
Mm-hmm. Taking numbers and making a list.
I'm taking suggestions.
What else did they suggest that you eat me up about?
I'm taking suggestions so I can start mess. Like, these are your fans. Woo! They're messy as fuck. They're like, I was like, well, I just happened to agree with this person. Mm-hmm. So I was like, yes. Like, mm-hmm. Thank you for like letting me know. Cause I'm like, he does this in real life.
Yeah, I do that. Mm-hmm.
Gas is this goofy man.
Ugh. I'll be over it next week.
Right, because you're fake. So like this, it'll be gone.
Yeah, see, yeah.
Like,
yeah,
this is so, that's the only, this is why this works, because we're both like this. Like,
yeah, it's a man. Like, I'm not gonna like, yeah.
Like, tomorrow I'll wake up and be like, I'll be fake and be like, oh, I don't like going out. I ain't never been to the club before. Like, it'll be SZA. Like, I'll be on my SZA. Like,
you guys know where to find me. I am Pet Shop Boy on Instagram, the_PetShopBoy on Twitter, and you can also find me on Cameo at Pet Shop Boy. And go to patreon.com/thebelist to subscribe to the bonus episodes. You can get this episode. Well, you get this episode anyways, but then you're going to get the bonus part and all previous bonus episodes too. So that's where it really goes down. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you all about Leah's book party too. It was really fun. Leah had a book launch.
Okay.
Oh, you don't read. I forgot.
Really, bitch?
Okay, bye, y'all. Bye. This way, yeah.